Andrew Gale, it's another rain-affected day. Where do you see that at the end of day three?
I thought this morning we fought back really, really well. You know, we asked for a response from the lads this morning, and I thought we bowled fantastically well that first session to get us back in the game. And then the last session, we just wasn't quite on it. Story of the game, really. We've been played well in patches, and you know, if you're going to dominate 4 days of cricket, you need to play better than that. So I guess they're in front of us at the moment, but you know, if we can get a good day's cricket in tomorrow, you never know, we can go past them. Don't know if he'll want to set a game up or not. I don't know, the forecast isn't great, so we'll see where we are in the morning.
That morning session you mentioned was definitely Yorkshire's, wasn't it? Ashraf's 2-2, and Adil Rashid's continued his good work of previously in the match, ends up with 5 wickets, and good to see him back.
Yeah, I'm pleased for Adil. You know, he's had a tough time of it lately, and the biggest thing I've seen is he's been able to go away from the game and work on specifics. And before, when we just kept playing him and playing him, he didn't have the chance to actually work and get away from the game and work on specifics, but he's managed to do that, and you know, I think we're reaping the rewards of that now.
With hindsight, would it have been a good idea to do that last year at some stage and send him back to the settings for a couple of games?
Yeah, it's difficult because last year Wieners wasn't bowling as well as Rafa was, so you know, Rafa's come in the side and done a job, and last year when Wieners came in, he was going at 4 and over as well, so we didn't have the holding role with both. So you know, maybe we could have done it earlier, but you always feel with Adil that match-winning innings or bowling spell is just around the corner.
The afternoon session was North Hants's. David Willey got his career best in the Championship and struggled to keep in the game really there for a while.
Yeah, I didn't think we bowled that well at him really. I thought the seamers probably bowled a tad too full at him. I would have liked to see his ball a little bit shorter at him, but you know, he plays well, he chances his arm, he did that headingly as well, and you know, took the game away from us really there.
Plus point is 3 bowling bonus points in the bag right at the end there.
Yeah, sneak that extra point, probably the point that we didn't gain the day before with the bat, so I guess it's evened itself up a little bit.
Been talking about positive cricket, we go into that day 4, 98 runs behind, I think it is. Can you see a way Yorkshire can win that game?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, the first session, we've got to just make sure we don't lose quick wickets, because you know, if we lose early wickets, then the game thrown into their court really. So we're just going to have to make sure we bat well that first session and then take it from there.
In a situation like this, is it a conversation between the captains tonight, or do they, with North Hants kind of having the upper hand at the moment, is it kind of like a lunchtime afternoon kind of conversation, or if a conversation exists at all?
Probably a lunchtime conversation, I would imagine, and you know, I won't be asking any questions, I don't think, in the morning, but you know, they'll believe that they can still win this game just naturally, so we'll see how it goes.